What's up, witches? It's the Undercover Witch. I'm so excited to be back and wearing makeup, and my hair is done, and I'm wearing clothes. Inspirational, amazing, all of those things done at once. I have my makeup on, I have jewelry on, my nails popping. We're in motherfucking business. That's right. Okay. Ow. Sorry. I just got done with readings and like, ooh, the last one. So if you don't know, starting in March, which you don't know because I haven't said anything yet. Starting in March, boys, gals, and pals, I'm going to be doing tarot readings on my YouTube channel again, and I'm so horribly excited. If you're interested in getting readings, go over to my YouTube channel. I'm still going to be uploading my podcast to the YouTube channel as well. This specific episode is being recorded on video, so you'll be able to see my face talking. And I, like I said, I'm beautiful today. I'm beautiful every day, but let's be real. I'm put together today. I've got makeup, hair done. I got this blue thing that I'm wearing, and this cute blue top with a striped white and black dress, and a little like turquoise pendulum necklace. So I'm cute, I'm fresh, I just took a shower, all that good stuff for you. So if you're able to watch on YouTube, please do. Oh my God, I have earrings in. You can't, it's hard to see because of my headphones, but yeah. Okay. Anyway, today, let me tell you what we're talking about today. Today we're going to be talking about spiritual trauma. We're gonna get into all of that, but real quick, I just want to finish with a tarot thing. If you're interested in readings, go over to YouTube channel. What we're gonna be doing is every month, I'm gonna be doing four sets of readings. So one set is gonna be posted a week. Wednesdays are gonna be fire signs. It's gonna be one video with timestamps. Thursdays are going to be water signs. It's gonna be video with timestamps. Fridays is air. Saturdays is Earth. The first week of the month, we're going to be focusing on your sun sign. So you're going to be looking for your sun sign when you're watching these. And you're going to see what's going on for that month for you, where you're at, and where you're going. The second week, we're going to focus on your Venus sign, and we're going to be doing love readings. So it's all love readings that week. The next week, we're going to be looking at your moon sign, and we're going to see where you are emotionally, where you've been throughout the month, what you've been going through throughout the month, and where you're going into, where you're going to be at by the end of the month. The last week, we're going to be doing your ascendant sign, which I think is going to be totally awesome. I'm super excited about that one specifically, just because I'm going to be focusing on how you were perceived that month. What were people seeing on the outside? How did you come off that month? And how does that affect you? How is that going to affect you karmically moving forward into your next month? So I'm so excited for this shit. The other announcement I have is that next week is our ghost readings. Oh, I'm so sorry. Ghost stories. Next week is our ghost stories episode, and I have on Southern Demonology to talk to us, and it was an amazing interview. I just did it today and I loved it. It will not be on YouTube, it'll just be on Podbeam and anywhere you get your podcasts. The audio is going to be on YouTube, but it's not going to be a video. And oh gosh, we talked about ghosts, we talk about ghosts in Japan, and how the Japanese, a lot of them believe in spiritual things and the paranormal. We talked about his personal experiences, and he's a theology major. He has a lot of experiences, and he just wants to educate those on how to like be safe and what they're experiencing, and he just wants to share and spread knowledge and learn from other people. And I think that that's totally fucking rocking. That is awesome as fuck. He was amazing to talk to. He was so sweet. And I think he's got a pretty awesome voice. Like, I didn't want to say that in the interview because I thought it was awkward. But on a real note, he does. It's like really like, I don't know how to explain it. I don't know. It's It's nice to listen to, but yeah, you should go check them out. Those links will be in this description down below, but they will also be in next week's episode. They also have a Discord where they just hang out and talk about shit, and they watch movies sometimes and stuff like that. So I'll definitely be including the links. Moving forward. I forgot what we were talking about. Yes. Spiritual trauma. Let's talk about it, guys. Okay, I know you're like, what spiritual trauma? What is that? Is that like that one time that I let this person into my life and I started having experiencing crazy shit? It's all of it, baby. It's all of it. But I want to start from the beginning. I want to start from when you were just a little bitty baby. Let's talk about it. Now, I mentioned this in the Southern Demonology episode because I was so excited about this episode. I had to mention it in that one. So you're going to hear a little bit, like a little snippet of it. But this episode, we're going to go deep diving into it. I got to start with a personal story. You see, when I was younger, well, I still am. I'm Mexican, right? We know this. I don't look it, I know, but I am Mexican. Sorry, I don't look like it. I am. That being said, the rest of my family, they're, well, all the family that I was raised by on my mom's side and my dad's side, they're all Mexican. They all look Mexican. They're all from Mexico. They all take part in the culture. So that's what I've mostly experienced. And then as I got older and my stepdad came in and my father, we started having a relationship and his side of the family started having a relationship with me. It was a little different because they have, I mean, they're white, so they have like a different set of cultures and different set of beliefs. And, you know, they're from Germany and they have different, I don't know, they just have different culture. So I definitely understand that this specific conversation might not resonate with everybody in the exact same level, but I think that you'll have something to relate to it by. Because we're going to be starting with ancestral, what I would call ancestral spiritual trauma. Pretty interesting. This might happen in other families too, but I for sure know that any Mexican person, any Hispanic person that I speak with, we talk about spiritual experiences, they're going to tell me theirs, and then they're going to tell me their grandmother's experiences. Why? Because we're raised very, very closely to those cultural roots in a shameful kind of way. Let me explain. A lot of times, our grandparents and our family members that are older, they don't like to talk about spiritual things, especially if somebody's practicing some sort of witchcraft or spirituality or whatever. Once you get past the normal stuff, they start to like fade away on it. They're like, I don't think that's safe. I'd be scared to mess with it kind of thing. And there's reasons for that, which we're going to talk about in this episode. Why is it that your grandmother, who has seen shit, who has experienced shit, doesn't want you to level up spiritually or to work on yourself spiritually or to be a witch or to whatever? Why is that? Why are they afraid of it? If they've received angel messages and good messages, the messages from God, and seen scary shit, why? What is it? Wouldn't the good outweigh the bad? What's going on there? Let me tell you, personally, on a personal level, my own grandmother and my mother experienced a lot of shit, right? They have crazy ass stories. And I've told you all a little bit about some of them. I've told you a little bit about some of my moms that we shared an experience with. And it's really hard for them to acknowledge that they had some fault in those experiences. And so what they want to do is they want to blame it on everybody else. They want to blame it on other people. They want to blame it partially on themselves for letting people like that in, or letting that quote energy in. Here's the thing. They didn't fully work on themselves spiritually. They just had the gifts. They were very empathic. They're the mothers of our family. They were the, you know, grandmothers of our family. So they basically were in charge of all of the children, all of the grandchildren, everybody, right? They needed to have that keen sense of everything going on. Not only that, but if we're talking about trauma, right? Just regular trauma, real world shit. You're talking about having to deal with a culture where the woman is pretty much the foundation of the house that has to answer to the men of the house, no matter their age. So, no matter their age, no matter their morality, no matter how they're treated. So we come from that kind of background, or at least I do. And I have a lot of people that can relate, so if you can't, I understand. But there's always some kind of those dynamics that kind of stick around. And because they're sensitive, our grandmothers, our mothers, and things like that, they tend to see things around everybody that's not really that great. And again, specifically in my experiences, a lot of times the boys in the family are always accepted, and the women are always thrown out for any little thing. You don't dress right, you're not part of the family. You have a kid too young, you're not part of the family. Heavy shit. The boys, they can go to jail and be welcomed back home just fine. It's a different, it's a problem. It's a problem. And I know we're kind of getting off topic, but there's a reason I'm bringing all this up and I'm jumping around, I promise. And that's just that these grandmothers, these mothers are keeping these people in their lives that shouldn't be in their lives. They're helping people that they shouldn't be, not that they shouldn't be helping, but they shouldn't be helping without those people doing some work on themselves. And they're allowing people who may hurt other people who are dealing with these internal struggles and attaching themselves to things. And if they're working on anything spiritually, then oh shit, that's a whole nother level. Because if they have no ethics or morality in real life, why would they have it in their spiritual life, their spiritual world? So these grandmothers, these mothers that our ancestors that have these spiritual connections, they start to disconnect from their grandparents and parents and ancestors that partook in their spiritual practices because they get scared. They're allowing these people in their life that have scary shit attached to them, scary shit around them, and they don't realize that it's not the gifts that's causing these things to be attached to them. It's just calling out attention to their surroundings. They're being able to see what they surrounded themselves with. I'm gonna let that sink in. I'm gonna let you step into that because it's important to know. Now, there's a idea that I try not to push any beliefs on anybody or anything, but there's one that I usually do, and I've mentioned this before. It's that if you believe in a curse, you need to believe in a cure. Because nobody can help you if you don't believe in a cure. You can ask somebody to do a spell for you if you believe you've been cursed. But if you keep coming back and like, I know you did this, but it's not working. Can you do something else? I know you did this, but it's not working. Can you do something else? It's never gonna work. Because one, either you gotta believe in the cure. And if shit keeps happening, then you gotta be like, okay, I already fixed this problem. It's either this is something new and I'm not protecting myself accurately. I'm letting somebody into my life or energy into my life that I shouldn't be letting into my life. Or you fucking are doing, like, you're just seeing your own shadows. You're just seeing reflections of yourself everywhere. And you don't want to work on yourself. Just saying. I'm just saying. Our grandparents, our ancestors, our mothers, they believe in cures, yes, but they also know that there's scary shit out there because they surround themselves with scary people. They surround themselves with scary circumstances, etc. Another thing is when people first get started, they try to leap in right away. They want to start big. They're like, oh my God, I'm gonna get a Ouija board out and play with it and shit like that. You know, it doesn't matter if it's a Ouija board. It doesn't matter if it's tarot cards. It doesn't matter if it's a pendulum. It doesn't matter if you have nothing and you're sitting there meditating. You are always opening portals. You're always opening things. And you can't just sit there and be afraid of everything. You need to understand where you have control and where you're letting things in your life. And when you're closing things down, you need to understand all of those things. Because if you don't, then you're doing the same thing that those older generations have done, or those other people have done, where they're just looking around at themselves and they're like, I don't see what's wrong. I guess spirituality is evil. Am interrupting this episode to remind you that if you have any ghost stories, paranormal experiences, or spiritual experiences that you would like to share on the podcast, to please email me at thewitchundercover@gmail.com or go in my links and fill out the form. That way we can do our third episode every month that is all ghost stories. With spiritual trauma is that because people jump in like this, they also allow other people to have opinions pushed onto them. And I'm going to bring up the Ouija board, for example, because everybody knows about that. Spirit boards, Ouija boards. Oh, there's a lot of fear-based beliefs out there about them for good reason. But what a lot of people don't realize is that in itself creates more pull to that being a negative experience. Like attracts like, and when we create all of this fear and all of this harboring and everything, it makes it worse. One. Two, it doesn't account for what we're talking about, that spiritual trauma, that spiritual inexperience with handling yourself with a Ouija board or handling yourself spiritually when you're doing any kind of spiritual practice. If you are taking part in those things and you don't do so appropriately, you're going to see some fucked up shit. You're going to have fucked up shit happen because you don't know which energy to allow in and which ones to not allow in. So, when we're talking about Ouija boards, the first experiences and shit that go down with them, they're very powerful. Yes, for sure. But you don't know where that first message and all that shit comes from. It's coming from people who are experimenting with something. So, you have to learn somewhere. You have to build up practices somewhere. If you're going to mess with anything like that, if you're going to mess with any type of spirituality, if you're just going to be messing on open trying to open your third eye, you need to be prepared for what you're going to see. You need to be prepared for what you're going to interact with. If you open your third eye and you start seeing scary shit all around, you're not going to start interacting with it. So if you use a Ouija board or use a pendulum and something's not making sense, or that's it's scaring you, it's affecting you in another way, why are you going to interact with it? Because you're focusing too much on what you can see or what you can hear. If you allow things like that have to happen and you don't put it away until, like, if you have a bad feeling about something, that should be enough. You got to get to the point where having a bad feeling about something is enough. You have to be to the point where you just like feel the energy shift and that's enough. Because if you don't, you're allowing that thing to go further. You're allowing whatever that energy is to be like, well, maybe now I can walk around the room and she'll see me. Maybe now I can whisper something. Maybe now I can appear in the dreams. Maybe now I can move something around the house or something like that. Because you didn't stop it at, oh, this feels off. Also, who you do things with matters too. So, if you're working with a spirit board, you're working with a spiritual thing, if you're doing a tarot reading for somebody and you're opening yourself up to somebody else's energy and they're not somebody you should be opening your energy up to, you need to be aware of that. You need to know that. That was one of the things that, one of the reasons that I stopped doing readings for bigger companies is because I couldn't do the contract thing. Oh my God. You can't turn down certain customers. You just have to take them all. You just have to do what you do. So the people that come back over and over and over again, whose ethics they seem off, have curses and things going on. They have inner demons and demonic experiences and all of this shit that they're invoking, that they're causing themselves, that they're aggravating, that they're amping that energy up, and they don't see it. You can't turn those people down either. Like, it's, you need to know what's safe for you and what you need to do. I feel like I got off on a tangent, but spiritual trauma, it can stem from ancestral trauma. It can stem from inexperience. And it can also stem from moving too fast. So let's say you're super knowledgeable. Let's say you have years of studying and studying and studying alone, and then all of a sudden you keep going, but everything is still, but you try to keep going. A lot of people experience bad experiences. I'm quoting quotation, bad experiences. As I said in my episode about energies, where we talked about the difference between low energy, high vibration, low vibration. When somebody experiences a low vibration, low energy entity or has a low energy, low vibrational experience, they perceive it as bad and uncomfortable, and usually it's. The other side of that uncomfortable is the high vibrational, high energy, and the gosh, actually, that, I mean, if you go too far to any of the corners on that grid, it can be very overwhelming. So even though you feel like you have an experience so horribly intense, it scares the fuck out of you, but you don't feel scared for your life kind of way, but you're just like, I gotta get up and do something. Something needs my attention right now. It's like it's an overwhelming experience. It might just be high vibrational energy at a high level. And it could be something angelic that you're experiencing, or you could be seeing shadows and things, but it's not necessarily scary shadows. There's a whole different way in which you feel energy, and that's something that you have to learn. But oh, you know what? I wasn't planning on doing this episode, so I don't have my stuff. But on our March episode, I'm going to talk about evidence-based practice and what that is. If that's my method of proving to people, or not really proving, but showing people what I feel and how energy feels like and how to tell what's going on. And I call it evidence-based practice because it really opens people's eyes to, you know what? I don't know if this is my subconscious telling me this. I don't know if I have a pendulum and the way it's moving is caused by my heartbeat. I don't know if it's a spirit. I don't know if it's a god. I don't know if this pendulum is a manifestation of something and it's actually alive. Like, I don't know what it is, but something's happening. And there's some intelligence behind it, whether it's from my own self or from outside of myself. That's what I want to open people's eye to. That's what I try to do during these sessions. And what I usually carry is a little bag. It's called my, I used to have a name for it. Oh, shoot, I forgot. I have a bag. And it has an obsidian, which is a very strong stone, but there's something that happens when you have it versus when you don't have it that I like to show people because it's not just a feeling that you experience like with other stones, it's a senses thing. So that throws people for a trip, especially people who really experience a lot of stuff from their root chakras. Because they're very, very solid. They're very, very stable. So when something does mess with their senses, it's like, oh shit. It has a bigger experience for them than if I hand it to somebody who's like, well versed. They'd just be like, yeah, it's obsidian. So what? So I have obsidian that I keep. I have a pendulum that I keep. I have a specific set of cards that I keep in there. And I don't actually do anything with these. I let them do something with them. And I let them put together those puzzles themselves. But we do some, I don't want to say experiments. We do some kind of experiments, some kind of things. And I want to demonstrate that for y'all on the YouTube channel and through the podcast as well. So I'm really excited to do that. But I think it would be important because it would help y'all understand what I'm talking about if you don't already, and how that feels. Because I think a lot of times, especially in the spiritual community, and this is another sense of spiritual trauma in itself, is that not everybody's welcoming to you learning in, well, witchcraft community, but also in spiritual community as well. They want you to figure everything out on your own. They're just like, it's an individual experience, and we can come together and experience it together when we are at the same spot. And they find people at their same level, but I mean, they don't, they can teach other people that are at different levels, but they don't let them in their circle. And I feel like a lot of that might be because of getting taken advantage of with like readings and things like that. But I feel like another part of it is there's just a lot of apprehension, because once you get further up, you do worry about who you're letting in your life and who you're not. But I think another part of that is they forget what it's like to not know. And they just want you to figure it out. They want to be like, ah, yeah, I see what happening. I see what's happening with your energy. I see what's happening with your emotions, so you get it now. But they don't realize that even though your energy is reacting to it, that's all how it's supposed to happen. It's supposed to act like that. It's supposed to shift and move as you move up. And your emotions are supposed to, and something in your subconscious does too. But how are you supposed, if you're a baby witch, if you're a baby, like, spiritual practicing person, how are you supposed to tell what that means? That was hard. That was hard to figure out. And I felt like I was the butt of every joke. And I had friends that felt like they were like, because they were hanging out with people I met and things like that. And they were like, I feel like they don't want to tell me something. And it's like, yeah, kind of, because there's some stuff that you do have to figure out on your own. But there's a point where it's like people are reading you when they shouldn't be, and they're connecting to your energy without your permission, kind of thing, you know? And that's another part of this important spiritual trauma is that a lot of people think you can't shut it off. A lot of people think that if you're a psychic, that gives you free range. You get to look into people's minds. You get to do whatever. It's nobody else's fault that you can't turn that off. I don't go around looking at people, reading people all day. People think I do, though, because that's what people, a lot of spiritual people around here act like. It's not safe for you to do that. It's not appropriate. It doesn't vibe, you know? You just of course, there's certain circumstances where you can tell, like, hey, I don't want to pry, but like, I can obviously, I feel like there's something going on. Do you want to talk about it? Like, you can definitely use those as hints on how you're going to act, but don't go jumping in and telling somebody their whole life story or act super, super egotistical about it and be like, so you're having a rough time, right? Like, don't try to push people around. Don't hold back information and make it super obvious that you know something that they don't. All of those things create a lot of problems. And then everybody in the spiritual world, everybody in the witchcraft world wonders what's wrong with each other. And it's because of all of this trouble between communication and understanding each other and taking a second to be empathetic and really connect with each other on a deeper level, other than just like what I can do. All of this has an effect on your spiritual journey, which is why I call it spiritual trauma. Your family has an extremely profound effect on how you think. If you were coming from another religion and you jump into a new religion, that affects you. That affects you like fuck, because it's hard, especially if one, you're coming from a hard boundary, heavy ruled culture, and religion to a more lax one, or you're switching in how it's, or you turn it completely upside down. I mean, as y'all know, I started this podcast because I was Catholic and now I'm a witch. And not that you can't be a Catholic witch, I definitely started out as a Catholic witch, but now I just consider myself a witch, and that's pretty much it. There's a lot that changes when you're like going from you have to be pure and amazing and never talk to anything and only pray to one God to like, holy fuck, look at all these gods and like look at all this stuff that I can do. And it's completely different. It's completely different. So overcoming that feeling in yourself that you, I mean, you can't do something because you're going to be condemned or you're going to go to hell or whatever, or God's not going to love you, or I don't know what other kind of things there is, because you know I'm just, you know, I can't be everybody, but relate that to your own experiences if you can. It can cause you to be afraid of moving forward. It can basically put up illusions in front of you where you feel like you're getting better, but then all of a sudden you get scared and you run back. It takes a lot of work to get through all of that stuff. And I think that's another thing in the spiritual community that we need more support for, because not everybody knows how hard it is to move from one religion to another. And also, not everybody knows how hard it is to combine those things and be different. Just because you know somebody's religion doesn't mean you know what they believe. When I was a Catholic witch, a lot of people didn't understand, because they're like, you can't be a witch and be Catholic because God doesn't believe in witchcraft. And it's like, whoa, hold up. Catholicism is the most fucking witchy ass shit ever. What do you mean? Like, I learned witchcraft from the shit they taught me how to fucking do. And of course, it's like way altered now and that, you know, whatever. But like, that's almost like an introduction 101. What are you talking about? There's a whole range of belief systems. And the one thing I did appreciate when I was in Catholic school is that, at least at my church, they taught us that every Catholic has a different religion. Every person in the church has a different belief. Every person in this church believes in a different God. There's not one person to the next who believes the exact same thing. There's not one person in the next who prays to the exact same God, because we all have, at the end of the day, their words, not mine, at the end of the day, we all have to live with a God and beliefs that we can live with. Which, might I say, super fucking hot take for the early 2000s, right? Holy shit. Like, that shit always turned me on my head. And you know what's funny is that I have the same belief set that I had all those years ago, but I was a hard, or I quote, hardcore Catholic. I don't even want to say that, because I think I definitely stunned a lot of people because I was so not. I didn't fit in the Catholic setting. And also because of things that I said. But well, yeah, it was interesting. But yeah, my belief set hasn't actually changed at all. I just found what matched it better, I guess. I don't know. And last but not least, the very last thing I want to touch on for this thing is how spiritual trauma can affect you. I know we talked a little bit about how it affects what you see, what you hear, how it affects how you are manifesting energy. Well, we haven't really talked about that either. We'll talk about that too. But how it affects how you're interpreting energy. But in regards to, let's talk a little bit about how it manifests in your life. So if you're experiencing spiritual trauma, and a lot of this, honestly, take this with a grain of salt, please. Please take this with a grain of salt. A lot of people believe that when you experience certain things, whether it's in life or spiritually, that it can affect your different energy centers, so your chakras and such. It can affect how you hold your energy. It can affect how you shield yourself and that kind of thing. And I do believe that. We talked about that in our energy grid episode. So if you need more information on that, go check it out. However, A lot of people believe that, like, if you have root chakra issues, that means you have money issues. Or if you have money issues, it means you got root chakra issues. Or you got heart chakra issues. Or, you can't see your worth and whatever. Or, like, yeah, it's a lot. And all of those are really hardcore beliefs. I can see it. I get it. I do. But I take it with a grain of salt. I take every belief I have with a grain of salt because I need to be flexible. I need to be flexible so that I can understand how other people see their religions. I can understand how everything works. And if you ask me, I don't know what God I pray to. I don't know what gods I work with. I do. I have names for them. I know which gods I pray to. I know what I do. I know my practices. But what if I find out tomorrow there's this other God, or this is the actual God I'm praying, or there's no God and it's like all in my head and I find that out? I'm not gonna just diss everything that I've ever learned. I do think that there's a way that we all interpret energy that's good for us. I do believe that we all have a set of belief systems. And what I try to take away is don't ever believe in something you can't live with. You know how they said, don't believe in a God that you can't live with at the end of the day, that you can't live with yourself at the end of the day. If you can't believe in something, then don't. Don't believe in something you don't believe in. That's important. And it's okay that you don't believe. And it's okay that somebody else believes in it. It's okay. Trust me. It's right. Because that creates a lot of internal conflict, one. And then two, that can create a lot of external conflict. I mean, conflict with family, conflict with friends, conflict with the world around you. I just want to leave off with that because yes, spiritual trauma can manifest in ways in your life. But take caution with how you address those things and take caution with the advice you receive. Because first and foremost, you need to do what you think is smart to do. Don't go to anybody to cure you, to fix you more than once. If you want to go do a Reiki treatment, go do one. I'm a Reiki master, whatever. Go do one. Don't keep coming back 100 times or let anybody say, hey, I did a reading for you, you have a curse. Like, don't get scammed or anything like that. But also, I've experienced as a reader people coming talking to me 2 hours every day. And I'm just like, there's another reason why I left, because I was like, I don't think you need me right now. Like, we just talked about this. Don't go asking the same question over and over and over and over again. You're gonna just get confused. You're gonna get confused. And again, the spiritual trauma is real. Spiritual trauma is real. And sometimes we create that spiritual trauma ourselves. So I feel like I went all over the place with this episode. And I said I had a point, but I don't know if I ever got to the point. We'll talk about this again a lot. And that's why I wanted to cover it right away. I hope this helped a little bit. It's been a very long episode, so I'm going to shut it down. But just remember the takeaways that spiritual trauma can be ancestral, it can be generational, it can stem from real world or real world trauma around you. Your spiritual trauma that you experience can cause trauma in the real world because of how you react to things, because of your mindset and the things that you believe after. So you need to.